This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'u billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, there are different branches in our deen and every one of them is important. One of the branches of deen that Allah Ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem SAW has laid great emphasis upon is to fulfill the rights of our fellow human being. In our Sharia, we term it as hukukul ibad. And this is a very important part of our deen. Hukukullah ke saath saath, hamare deen mein hukukul ibad ki bahut ahmiyat hai. Aur shariat ne uske upar kafi zor diya hai. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith that there are three types of rights that a person has. There are three types of amal. One amal is that which Allah Ta'ala will not forgive by the proclamation of Allah. Ek amal to wo hai ki Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala usko maaf nahi karenge. And wo hai shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Allah will not forgive a person who associates partners to Allah. Matlab ye hai ki as long as he is committing shirk, Allah won't forgive him. If he is doing shirk and then he asks Allah Ta'ala for tawbah and he repents, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. The second type of deeds is that which is hukukullah ke bare mein, which is between a person and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, if he wishes, will forgive. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't wish, Allah Ta'ala can punish. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then there is a third type of rights, and the third type of sin, which is to do with a fellow human being. You have done someone wrong. You have usurped his wealth. You have dishonored him. You have backbited him. Allah Ta'ala won't forgive until that person forgives. Allah Ta'ala maaf nahi karenge, aapne kisi ka haq dabaya, kisi ke upar zulm kya ho, jab tak unse maafi na mile, Allah maaf nahi karenge. So these are three types of deeds. And this is a very important, ye bhi deen ka hissa hai, it's an important part of deen. Today you and I, we regard salat as deen, we regard zakat and zikr as deen, but with regard to fellow human beings' relationship, we don't regard it as deen. Look at what Allah in the Quran says. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُّقُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُثُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Have you seen those who deny religion? کہا آپ نے دیکھے ان لوگوں کو جو دین کے منکر ہے. Now you and I, we will say, کون دین کا منکر ہے? Who is the one who denies religion? That one who doesn't read namaz, who doesn't make zikr. Allah Ta'ala ne kya farmaya? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُّقُ الْيَتِيمِ. The one who repels the orphan. وَلَا يَعُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And he doesn't encourage the feeding of the poor. Yatimo ko khana nahi kilata. Aur yatimo ka haq ada nahi karta. Wo hai deen ka munkir. He is the one who denies religion. Subhanallah. Who regards that today as a denier of religion? Is the one who does not fulfill the rights of human being. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will take into account, just as He takes into account the violation of the rights of Allah, Allah will take into account the violation of the rights of human being. Allah Ta'ala uska bhi hisab lega. Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, very great alim, in Karachi at the time when Pakistan became independent, he was a freedom fighter. And he was part of those who made sacrifice for Pakistan. He lifted the flag first time. Yom Azadi ke mauke par 1947, 14th August, he was the first person to lift the Pakistani flag. He wrote a commentary on Sahih Muslim, Fathul Mulim. In there he has written, you must listen to this, the person who severs family relationship, does not assist and help his relatives, causes difficulty to neighbors, searches faults in people, talks and behaves arrogantly with people will not enter Jannah, even if his ibadat is tremendous. Jo walidain ka huquq ada nahi karta, wa rishtedaron ka huquq nahi ada karta, logon ke sath takabbur ke sath milta hai, logon ke haq ada nahi karta, chahe uska ibadat zyada ho, jannat mein dakhil nahi hoga. Ye kisne likha hai? One of our great alims. Today I don't want to speak so much upon the importance with regard to huququllah. I mean huququl ibad. I want to give what Islam has told us, how can we better our relationships with people. Huququl ibad ke nibane ke tarika Islam ne kya bataya, usko main jo hai bayan karna chahta hu. And I will make mention of the points. First point, whenever Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the rights of human beings, Allah has always qualified it with taqwa. First, do the rights of Allah, then according to that, Allah will correct your relationship with people. Ulama ne likha hai, ke you correct your relationship with Allah, Allah will correct your relationship with people. Many times people find, we don't get along with our wife, we don't get along with our children, we don't get along with our relatives. Maybe you need to see, is your relationship with Allah correct or not? بہت سے مرتبہ ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ ہمارے تعلقات صحیح نہیں ہوتا تو اس کا ایک وجہ یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ آپ کا تعلق اچھا نہیں. So Allah Ta'ala has always, in the ayat which I read in the khutbah, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to the rights of your relatives. So the first thing, taqwa. Have taqwa, the better your taqwa, the better your relationship with people. Secondly, very important, greater emphasis on the fulfillment of your obligation than the receiving of your dues. This is important. One should be prepared to accept less for his own rights, but give more to others what they deserve. Second, very important principle, give more importance to your responsibilities than your rights. جو حق آپ کے ذمے ہے اس کو آپ پہلے ادا کرو. جو حق آپ کے ذمے ہے, جو لوگوں کو دینے آپ کو دینے ہیں, اس میں جانا وہ کچھ نہ کچھ نرمی اختیار کرو. First fulfill the rights of others. First fulfill the rights of others, then as far as your rights is concerned, I've seen this. Whoever strives to fulfill the rights of others, you will see, Allah will see, your rights will get fulfilled and your needs will get fulfilled. This is a reality, you will see it. But strive to fulfill the rights of others. Aaj kal ye hota hai, today what it is, dene ke liye ho to bare bhai, lene ke liye ho to hum. When it's time to take, we will take. Time to give, go and ask my bigger brother, he'll give you. But learn to give, learn to fulfill your rights, then you will see. So this is important. Greater emphasis on the fulfillment of obligation than the receiving of your dues. Be prepared to accept less than one's due and give more to others what is their due. Kisi ke huk haq hamare zimme hai, usko khub do, zyada do. Third thing, observance of the rights of others is not only a command of Allah, it is an amanat which Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah. جو بھی حقوق العباد ہے, it is not only a command of Allah Ta'ala, یہ ایک امانت ہے. یہاں تک عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے جب وہ خلیفہ بنے, that if a camel dies of hunger on the bank of Euphrates river in Iraq, عمر کہا بیٹا ہوا, where is عمر sitting in Medina, where is Iraq, very far. If a camel dies of hunger, I am afraid Allah will question me on the day of Qiyamah. Dusre ke huquq ek amanat hai. It is an amanat. The right that you owe to your parents, your relatives, your neighbors, your Muslim brother, it's not only a command, ye ek amanat hai, which Allah Ta'ala will question you on the day of Qiyamah. Third point I've made mention of. Ginti mein agar galti ho jaye to yaad dihana. If I make a mistake in my counting, then you must correct me. Number four. What is this? Nowadays people, you know, they forget. So we have to make numbers. The fourth thing. The emphasis upon the rights of others and the rights of huququl ibad is such that Islam has taught give preference to others even if difficulty comes about. Logon ko tarjeeh do, chahe aapke upar koi mushkil pare. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَسَاسًا. Give preference to others even if difficulty comes your way. This was the, what Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Ansar. Ansar ke baare mein. Maine bahut se martaba, I made mention of this incident many a times. That the Ansar of Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made them brothers. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made their brothers, they started looking after the people of Makkah. When they started looking after the people of Makkah, one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got wealth. He told the people of Ansar, O people of Ansar, there is this wealth. Let me give it to the people of Makkah. Main Makkah walon ko deta hu, phir unke zimmedari aapke upar nahi. Then we don't have to look after them. To Ansar ne kya kaha? What he said? Ya Rasulullah, give it to them and we'll still look after them. Unko de do, phir bhi hum unke jane wo zimmedari hum jo hai na wo lenge. Hum unko denge. So wayuthiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. A Muslim defers his own needs in order to help others. He endures inconvenience while providing comfort to others. Mushkil chhelta hai taki dusro ko takleef na ho, dusro ko rahat mile. He will sometimes bear hunger so that others will be fed. Hamare yahan bhi hai, hamare doston mein se aise bhi hai, there is some friends in ours, they first feed others, then they eat. So a believer first feeds others, even if he has to bear some sort of hunger. This is the way we do. We give other people preference, even if difficulty comes our lot. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala ka maqula, bayhaqi mein maqul hai. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's statement is made mentioning bayhaqi. One who is wrong, yet he keep quiet for Allah's sake, Allah will help him. Jo mazloom ho, aur wo jo chup chap, jane wo mazloom. And I'll say sometimes there is a situation when you are wrong, you can go in. Allah يحب الله الجهر بسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah Ta'ala gives you a right to go make mention with regard to when you are wrong. However, there are certain times, if you are wrong and you keep quiet, Allah will help you. So this is the fourth thing I have made mention of. Give others preference even if difficulty comes your way. And then if you can't do that, fourth thing, don't harm others. Kisi ko takleef mat pahunchao. This is the cornerstone with regard to the rights of others. Don't give anyone takleef. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A Muslim is he who helps other people. Other people are saved from the harm of his hands and his tongue. Yeh hai Muslim. Muslim ke pehchan yehi hai. What is this that we give people takleef? We speak to people. We give people and we don't see how we speak to people. When we park, we don't park in the correct manner. When we speak, we don't take into account the feelings of one another. This is not Islam. Islam says a Muslim is he, other Muslims are saved from the evil of his hands and tongue. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi Karim saw Islam when he used to get up for tahajjud, fatah al-baba ruwayda, wa aghlaq al-baba ruwayda. He used to open the door softly, close the door softly. He's sleeping, wife is sleeping. And the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved him so much, if he would have made a noise, if he would have inconvenienced them, if they would have got awake, they would never have complained. But this was Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Didn't cause takleef and inconvenience even to his own wife. Today, if we have to come late from somewhere, from a meeting, went to visit someone, how do we enter into the house? We enter into a house in such a way the whole house, you know, they get disturbed. This is the way. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah. Sunne ke qabil. Listen to this. Man darra adarra Allahu bihi. Wa man shaqqa shaqqa Allahu alayhi. Whoever harms Allah, whoever harms others, Allah will harm him. Jo kisi ko takleef pahunchaye, Allah Ta'ala usko takleef pahunchayega. Whoever harms others, Allah will harm him. Whoever causes hardship to others, Allah will cause him hardships. This is something that we have to keep in mind. Islam wants to build a society which is a model of civility, that we don't harm others. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's most beautiful hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Iman has 77 branches. A'laha, the most highest form of Iman is Kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adanaha alimatatul ada alin tariq. The lowest form of Iman is to remove an offensive item from the road. Lower than that, there is no Iman. There is no lower Iman that you can't even remove something from the road of people. Subhanallah. So this is I don't know, number five. Now, number six, this is very important. Why a Muslim loves people. A Muslim loves people, and people love him. He is friendly, and people befriend him. Now, this particular situation, I don't understand this. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah, so I'm not speaking without any evidence. Al-mu'min ma'alaf. La khayra fi man la ya'laf wa la yu'laf. A Muslim is a receptacle of love. There is no good in a person who does not befriend other people, who does not love people, who does not befriend people, and people does not befriend him. There is no good in him. Aise shakhs mein koi khair hi nahi jo logon ke sath taluq nahi rakhta, hasmukh chehre se nahi milta. Ye kaun se tarika hai? Today we got this whole particular situation. This muttaqi person ye hai ke wo chup chap jare, wo kisi corner mein baith jaye, na kisi ke sath taluq, na kisi ke sath salam, na kisi ke sath dosti. Ye kaun si janwa tarika hai? Ye kaun se deen hai? There is no good in a person who does not love people, who does not befriend people, and people does not befriend him. This is the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. Be good to people. Find ways to be good to people. Go and visit people. Go and befriend people. That is deen, la khair. There is no good in a person who does not befriend people, and people does not befriend him. And then the seventh thing, don't look down upon people. Don't look down upon him. Kisi ko hakir mat jaano. Wala tusahir khattaka linnas. Nabi Karim Hazrat Uthman told his son, don't look down upon people. Wala tusahir khattaka linnas. In hadith, bihisbi mri'in min ash-shar. Sahih Muslim ki hadith hai. It is enough evil for a person. They got no other evil, he's got no other faults. This particular evil is enough to destroy him that he looks down upon people. He regards other people as, you know, I was just thinking this week, and I made mention of it yesterday in my radio program. Ye jo hai Makkah mein Hajj ke liye gaye the, one son passed away. After a week or so, on the day of Mina, the mother passes away. No one knows the person. Aisa nahi koi koi bara alim. No, that is a very great pious person, went in Jamaat, and everyone knows the person. Ordinary person. He passes away while going for Hajj. His mother passes away. Both mother and son passes away. Today I just read, you know, the tribute to the mother by one of the daughters. She didn't know, people didn't know her. Who are we to judge people? Kisko kiska jo hai Allah Taala ki rahmat lag jaye, hame kya pata hai? Subhanallah, mother and son passed away in Hajj in one journey. Who are we to judge people? Stop looking down upon people. Hey, muhabbat with people, my dear respected brothers. Then another important point. Right, Eight. How do you deal with people who are different from you? Ye koi tarika nahi hai ki everyone is going to be like you. So sometimes there is a temperament difference. So, you know, sometimes a person who is an extrovert, he likes to meet people. Shayad mera tarah ho, I like to meet with people. I like to joke with people. Sometimes the people regard the joking as, you know, this person is a morana and he's joking with us. But that's my tabiat. I like. Some people are introvert. They don't like to speak to people. They don't. Now, how do you get the right balance between a person who is an introvert as a person who is an extrovert? Sometimes you must be able to make sacrifices. All right, if you are an extrovert, so someone is an introvert, respect him. Don't go and say because he is not like you, you start looking down upon him. Sometimes there is going to be a situation. I like to give this example in Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. You know, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting one day, and Abu Bakr came, Umar came, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was relaxed. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lungi was slightly raised; people could see the bottom of his shin. And Abu Bakr came and asked permission. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat like that, lying down. Umar came, lying down, and then third person knocked. Kaun hai? Usman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up, put his kurta right, put his lungi right. Hazrat Aisha used to see all this. Everyone went away. Ya Rasulullah, ye kaun sa tarika? What happened? My father came, Umar came, you sat like that. Usman came, you immediately put your kurta right, you put your lungi right. Aisha, don't you know Usman? He's got such modesty, even the angels show modesty in front of him. Wo itna sharam wala hai. I couldn't sit like that, relax in front of him. I took into account his temperament. Uske mizaj ke maine khayal rakha. Sometimes you take into account, so what if a person gets angry? Take into account by saying, keep quiet sometimes. He gets angry, so what? So people are not the same. Take into account people's temperament. Lastly, now time is got, I had another 10, 11 points, never mind. Inshallah, kabhi kabhi. Last line, out, help people, brothers. Learn to help people. And there's such a beautiful incident, let me conclude with it. It's one of the most beautiful incidents that I made mention of this incident in a row, where and where, in front of presidents and in front of many people. This incident of Husayn bin Ayaz and Shaqiq al-Balkhi, rahmatullahi alayhi. So Shaqiq al-Balkhi used to make ibadat in the haram. All the time, sit in the haram and make ibadat. So Fuzail bin Ayaz was like someone who used to travel, go out in the path of Allah, go out in jihad. So one day Fuzail said, Shaqiq, tell me your purpose in life, you all the time in the haram. Why did you choose this particular way? Aapne kyun isko ikhtiyar kiya? Yeah, jo na sirf ab haram mein behte rehte ho. To unne kaha, Fuzail, main aapko ek waqia sunata, I'll give you an incident. One day I was going in the desert or somewhere, and I saw an amazing incident. I saw there was a blind bird, you know. And I saw this blind bird, and I said, Ya Allah, who's going to feed this blind bird? Where is he going to be? Where is he going to get food from? Who's going to feed this blind bird? Koi aankh nahi, koi dekhne ki cheez nahi. Wo kaise khayega? Kaun uska khilayega? Kaun usko khilayega? Then I saw another bird coming. Another bird came, brought a worm, bought some food, put it in the beak of the blind bird. See, so I saw this. Fuzail said, okay, you saw it now, what did you do? So he said, Fuzail, maine samjha, maine socha. If Allah Ta'ala can look after a blind bird, Allah will look after me. Huh? Allah can look after a blind bird, Allah will look after me. Isliye maine apne zindagi ko ibadat ke liye waqf kar diya. I have sacrificed my life, I'm going to make ibadat, Allah will look after me. So Fuzail bin Ayaz ne kya kaha? He said, Shaqiq, I'm surprised at you. He said, why? He said, can I ask you a question? He said, what? He said, why did you choose to be the blind bird? Why didn't you choose to be the bird that was feeding the blind bird? Aapne usko kyun ikhtiyar nahi kiya? Why didn't you choose the bird that was feeding? Why did you choose to be the blind bird? By going help people, brothers, Allah Ta'ala will help us. May Allah give us a tawfiq of really becoming people who get along with people. Today, everywhere you listen, everywhere you hear, people are not getting along. In families, in communities, in jamaats. But these are some of the usools. If we can put it together, Allah will give us muhabbat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.